to go to a Catholic imitation of what they're already doing. This part of it never makes any sense to me whenever anybody starts talking about it. Anyways, Father Feeney went to one of these, and he, for the same reason, if I remember the story correctly, that kind of like you and your guys are there in Albuquerque. Was going, hey, we just want you to, I just want this guy, these people that are doing this thing, the event, to know there are people that are watching them. Now, of course, they probably weren't, they were like, well, you know, the Feeneyite, the father of the Feeneyites is here, etc. But this, one of the speakers who was a priest got up and started saying something that, I mean, he was not straddling the line. He was over the line. Apostasy, heresy, I don't really remember. Maybe it was a combination of the two. And Father Feeney pulled a St. Nicholas, got up out of his chair, walked up to the way. He didn't slap the guy, but he just told him, you're wrong, you should stop, you're misleading people, you're going to be, you're leading people into the, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he made quite the show, and then turned around, and they left. Gave him a blessing, gave him a blessing, and then left. And told the people that they should follow him, basically. So the fact that you will be there, you're kind of like when my friend David Simpson and the men and the young men and some women from the TFP, Tradition, Faith, and Property here in Lafayette, Louisiana, showed up at the Superdome about 4 weeks ago when Father Martin was giving the invocation for Loyola University's graduating class. You know, Father Martin had tweeted out very arrogantly that how disappointed he was to see all of these Catholic homophobes gathered out in front of the Superdome instead of being inside with all the apostates and heretics that don't even bother to call themselves Catholics anymore. They go to Loyola, and certainly with Father Martin, he calls them, who actually know what the teaching is on homosexuality, calls them homophobes, which, you know, is a word you throw out there today that really it's kind of like the word racist. It doesn't have any teeth to it anymore, because if you're phobic to something, that means you're mortally terrified of it. You can't be in the same room with it.
Yeah, well, if you're agoraphobic, you're afraid of open spaces. If you're acrophobic, you're afraid of high places. If you're You're right. The use of the word, the tagline phobia with regard to homosexuality is a misnomer at best. But, you know, I don't know why they even bother, because the fact of the matter is that the people who are railing against homosexuality, they know they're not afraid. And they know we're not afraid of homosexuality. We're afraid of the consequences of it.
That's right.
Meaning hell. You know, we're afraid of what's going to happen not only to our family and friends if they should engage in that kind of behavior, but anybody else who's engaging in that behavior, but also the societal consequences for allowing such behavior to continue. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, those were citywide consequences, not just
isolated
for this guy or that guy.
Right. Well, look at the not shining city of Rodham and Gomorrah. which could be any city in the United States. Well, let's cover another headline or two, and we could talk about a couple of other things. I asked you an email if you had seen the story of the Evans family. This was on there. Now, I thought that they had closed the Alfie's Army Facebook page.
No, I'm a member of it, so they haven't closed it.
Okay. Now, I don't know that this post was on Alfie's Army or if it was on Thomas Evans's page, but when I read it, and I think we did this on the show, I think I did it last Friday, when here it is, Alfie Evans's parents vow to expose what happened. When I read it, my first thought, and again, the story hasn't advanced that I know of, my first thought was, okay, if you vow to expose what happened, okay, you've got a captive audience right now, expose it. Okay, dish, dude, what happened? And what unfortunately it seemed to me, after reading it, 6 days later or 5 days later, nothing has occurred that has changed my mind. I pray that it does. Seems to me that this was kind of like one of those things that you throw out there to go like, well, someone must want to hear this or see it or whatever, or there are any takers for someone to pick the story up. Because a lot of people got excited about it, and I was excited about it too. I'm like, yeah, finally, we're going to find out. The cynic in me took over and went like, this kind of like is not what I was expecting. So I don't know if you had a chance to read read anything about it.
Well, so I do remember hearing the announcement that there's going to be he's going to reveal what actually happened at the hospital.
Right.
So when you asked me if I saw the article, I thought that maybe the announcement had been made and I missed it. So no, I don't know anything beyond that.
Well, as I said, there's nothing to know other than that we're going to tell the world, we're going to do this and the other. And I can, from my point of view, I'm like, okay, well, dude, tell us. We're all listening. Tell us.
Yeah.
But instead, again, I hate to play the cynic card, but that to me seems... So there's that. Then there's this.